listening to The Bullpen, live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at LaBerge Casino Resort in Lake Charles. Here's Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
Joe, Sean, and Brian coming to you live from LaBerge in Lake Charles here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And right now we're joined by Lyle Broussard, the chef here at The Book.
How y'all doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's been a crazy 3 days for us.
So. I'd imagine. So what's your favorite item? What's your favorite thing to cook on the menu?
Over here?
Yeah.
I like a little bit of everything, man. Because right when it get interesting, it get boring, so we change it.
Yeah.
So right now, man, we've been doing a lot with, like, just, like, a lot of Wagyu burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, last week we ground it up. We had, like, some Wagyu steaks. The leftover we trimmed, we just made, like, big 9-ounce Wagyu burgers. Anything
that sounds fantastic.
On it.
That sounds, yeah. Sounds fantastic.
Hand-cut fries, you know, stuff like pretzel buns. Just
you're speaking my love language right now.
Yeah.
All right, but we got to get to the.
Yeah, we buried the lead.
We got to get to the lead. Story. He ate your death burger.
All of it. So I was in the back, and one of the guys from Sportsbook, like, can you make me a Death Valley burger? I said, you really want to eat that? I'm like, says not for me. One of the guys outside was like, man.
For this mark, we tricked into eating it.
I said, man, he's not going to like himself after that. You sure you want to do that? So, hey, look, that's actually a toned-down version.
Oh, yeah, he's calling out my manhood.
He was crying.
No, man. So, look, we used to use a ghost pepper puree to cook it in. And lately, we've been having a hard time to get it. So, that's without.
People don't want to order with the ghost pepper
puree? No. Our supplier has been having a hard time.
Oh, I see. I got you.
So, it was actually way, way hotter than that. So, you got the mellow.
Okay, so I saw what looked like a whole habanero on there.
It's not a whole. We cut it up.
A pretty good slice. What else did I ingest in my body that I'm
so gonna... we do jalapeno, habanero, bell peppers, garlic, a little bit of sugar,
What was the sauce? Because that sauce was pretty spicy. It lingered
so
on my lips for quite a while.
That is the sauce
puree. Okay.
So you get that relish. And so we don't add no other spice to that. We just add salt and pepper. We like roast it, cook it down, and just sugar and garlic. Then we take half of that and we just puree it, and that's the sauce.
Okay.
You get a double dose.
Man. So it was good, Chef. Once I got through the pain, I'll give you credit. Like, when I first took the bite, it was like, okay, it's hot, but I could live through it. But then that heat crept up on me, and the delayed heat, and lingered for quite a while. But it was damn good.
And it's like two slices of ghost pepper cheese too.
So how do people order that?
I mean, we get about.
And it used to be hotter, Joe.
I know.
Of all the things he just said. It used to be hotter.
Hey, okay, right when you ordered yours, the guy he was making six of them.
Wow. Oh, okay. So yeah. What's the most popular thing on your guys' menu here?
Our most popular thing is either it's kind of a toss-up right now because we just added pizza 6 months ago. So pizzas are popular. Wings, our wings. We're probably the only place in town that sell like a whole wing.
Yeah.
The whole wing.
I noticed that in the buffet. Yeah, it's whole wing.
And we got like 15 different sauces we make. And we got our Sportsbook burger, which is like same kind of two-patty style. But
right.
We do like fried wild mushrooms, garlic aioli, onion straws, Swiss and bacon.
Oh, I love onion straws.
Yeah, that's our most popular burger. And then, I mean, we got an 18-ounce hand-cut ribeye.
So one of you other guys here mentioned there was a death version of the wings as well?
Oh, yeah. We take that same sauce and toss it on wings, too.
Okay. Ooh, Joe, you want to try that before
today? I'm not a spicy guy.
Me neither, man.
I'll die.
I
will not make it.
So you got to be here when they make this sauce. You got to be, like, early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But nobody's around because, like, the fumes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you got to wear protection or something?
No, it's just put it on real low. We're going to do it when nobody. I mean, when we're not open because, you know, when you go to cool the stuff off, you walk in the cooler, it's like getting hit in the face.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, you just like feel it right
as
you walk in.
Yeah, you walk in, you're like, oh, man. Yeah.
So you guys say you guys had pizza, what, 6 months ago?
Maybe 6 months ago, yeah.
Was there a reason, to add pizza? Or?
It was time. We never did it. I've been here since we opened. 19 years. We never sold pizza.
Wow.
Really?
And so we started doing flatbreads, and it's like we bought this pizza oven. And like, it didn't make sense. Like, why are we doing flatbreads in a pizza oven? Let's just do pizza in the pizza oven.
Yeah.
Then we started selling so many, we bought another pizza oven. So it's like.
So it's been a hit then?
Oh, it's been a hit. Yeah. Then we do your basics. Then we'll come up with, like, a specialty pizza. Like, today I think they're doing more hot stuff. and
is, there
like,
is there a death pizza?
No, okay. A death pizza. Right. But today we did like Nashville hot. It's like a cheese pizza.
Okay.
But we took these chicken cracklings and tossed them in like Nashville hot seasoning.
Sure.
A little ranch. It's not as spicy, but it's pretty good. So.
Something else that had a little kick that Joe and I both had. He was man enough to have this. Your boudin egg rolls were fantastic.
So good.
You think those had a kick to them?
No, not like a kick.
Just
like,
you could taste a little spice is all.
Yeah. You could pepper jack cheese?
Pepper jack cheese.
Yeah, you could just taste the pepper jack in there.
Guess I'm just from here. We like, that had a kick.
No kick on
well,
that.
Well, certainly not compared to the death burger.
Yeah. But those are awesome.
Those are very, I could eat a dozen of those easily.
Yeah, those are good, man.
So obviously out here on the patio, we got the buffet today.
Yeah.
Is this something you guys do pretty often as well?
This is the first year we tried this.
Okay.
And I think we're going to do it again. And I think we're going to have this for more events like Super Bowl and stuff like that. So, first, we have done events out here before. This is the first time we did it for March Madness.
Okay.
So, and like I said, I think we're going to end up doing more often. So,
what's your favorite time of year? March Madness?
Man, it's
college football?
I think it's between March Madness and college football.
Okay.
You know? We know what to expect for March Madness and college football. March Madness, for us, I mean, we know exactly what to expect, but college football, it's like unpredictable.
All right, so who's your team in college football? Is it LSU?
I'm an LSU guy.
All right, so where do you think Jaden Daniels go? Where is he going to end up?
I don't know, man.
Well, where do you want to see him go? What gives him the best chance?
I mean, I would love for him to go to the Saints, but I'm a Louisiana guy.
I don't think he's going to get there.
I don't think so, man.
I don't think he's going to get there. It seems like everyone's got a mock to the Patriots.
I think so, too, man. They need a quarterback.
They do. They definitely need a quarterback.
Yes.
Jacoby Brissett's not going to cut it for him.
No, they need I hope so, man. It's going to be – I mean, with all that happened in the last couple weeks, it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah, it's been a wild offseason in the NFL. Like, I mean, so with the LSU guys, do you – you're a Saints fan, but you're an LSU guy. Uh-huh. So what happens when you see, like, Joe Burrow versus Saints? Because they're not normally – but LSU fans are passionate.
They only face, what, once every 4 years?
No, but, like, you see, like, or, like, Justin Jefferson versus Saints.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, when you see Joe Burrow versus the Saints, you're going to root for the Saints, but, I mean, I'm not going to be that guy. I mean, we're going
to
root, but we kind of right now.
You want a shootout.
Yeah, but right now we're going to know the outcome, you know. I think the Saints in a little rebuilding – rebuilding time now.
So you ready to move on from Derek Carr then?
Yeah, I think everybody is. Man.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I knew the answer before I asked it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good season, man. Man, the Texans made good moves this year.
Yeah, we're all pretty excited about this coming season.
Adding Danielle Hunter to their roster is gonna be nice.
The Texans is good business for us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. 2 hours? Just 2 hours over?
No. I mean, like, when the Texans game show here, it's standing room only.
Really?
Yeah. Last year for the playoffs, man, you couldn't walk
now,
in.
Now, has that been a recent trend since they became good again, or
that was last year, too, man. We get more Texans fans than we do Dallas fans, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because everybody's a Dallas fan. I mean, one out of every four person that walks in is a Dallas fan.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, though, it was such an easy drive getting here. I mean, it took we left here in rush hour, and it still got here 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, that ain't bad.
So it's like, it is an easy drive.
So this y'all first time at the resort?
So this this is my second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came here. You said you've been here 19 years?
Uh-huh.
I would have probably been here about year four for you. It's been a while since I've been here. The sportsbook wasn't even open yet, but we came out here to play poker.
Dude, I think we were Jack Daniels maybe that long ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
So you've been here for 19 years.
Since 05.
So now, okay, so everything, we come here, we eat. Is it all you? You work on with like a team?
I got a team, man. A lot of my staff been with me for a long time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I trust their opinion. Not everything I'm going to come up with. It sound great up here. And we put it on, sound great up here, sound great on paper. And it sound great to make, and then, you know, you got to have a guy that got to make it.
Right.
Sure.
And he'll be like, hey, this ain't working.
So
this ain't working.
On that same note, is there anything that you've got cooking up in your head that you want to – that you haven't been able to put out to the people here that come to LaBerge that you want to maybe put on the menu here in the upcoming years?
Yeah, man. I think don't quote me, don't hold me to this, but
okay.
We're going to try to do a menu change in May.
All right.
You know,
what's the big item that you think you want to push from this new menu?
One of the big things, I think we're going to do a lot of, I think we're going to kind of like kick it up a notch.
Okay.
I think you're going to see like a lot of, we're probably going to end up doing like this one dish. We do a lot of hand-cut fries here, right?
Right.
And we turn them into street fries, which is like, get these nice hand-cut fries. You get them tossed in garlic parmesan. You can put cheese on them. You could put Wagyu beef on them. You could put
all of that, yes.
All of that in one nice thing, and it come out so nice. Wild mushrooms. I think we end up in just, so right now we do it every now and then as a special and get let people eat it.
Sure.
I think we're going to go ahead and make that a menu item, kind of let people build on that. I got a feeling we're going to change some of these pizzas around. Probably going to add another steak, and I think we're going to put those Wagyu hot dogs with pretzel buns.
I'm just glad you said the death burger is not going to get hotter.
It's going to stay.
Okay, but it's not getting hotter, though.
It's not going to get hotter.
Okay, all right.
Unless they want
to. Because we plan on coming back, so I just want to make sure the next time I order it, it's not going to get even worse for me.
Are you going to order the next time you come?
Hell yeah. It was good, man.
Man, I give you a lot of credit, B-Back. I give you a lot of credit.
A lot. I don't even mess with it.
Have you eaten one?
I was going to say, like, who? When you said
I haven't finished one. I tried it the day we made it, and I was like, man. And then one of the cooks was like, we should put this on some wings. I'm like, nobody's going to order this on some wings. I'm like, they ordered on wings.
So if it's your idea to make the death burger, I'm surprised that you don't like spicy.
I do like spicy.
But my body, spicy.
My body doesn't like spicy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, we'll see how the two-hour drive going home is to find out if my body likes it. But we'll see.
It'll be fun. Dude, we got to make sliders of those to go to a party later on tonight.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, more like mini bites. That makes sense.
Yeah, we have like a private event later on tonight. We're going to send. And they want like 10 of those.
See, that's my speed. Like I could try a slider of it.
So if he made a death slider, you would try it?
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
We're gonna hold you to that, Joe.
All right, here's Chef Lyle. Thank you for having us. Thank you for the food. It was incredible.
Thank you all for coming, man.
Yeah.
All right.
It is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 coming to you live from the LaBerge in Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. The Bullpen live from LaBerge Casino Resort continues. Now back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios with Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
Back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. What's that look for?
We're just talking amongst us. Like, well, I guess we'll come in while Joe's coming back from the buffet. But you had the headset on time, so there's no reason to take it from you.
Perfectly timed.
I got these little mini corn dogs.
Didn't speed up whatsoever.
I had those pre-death burger. Those are also very good.
I can't believe you said you're going to order another one.
Hell yeah.
When you get back here. I do that Wagyu burger he was talking about.
We're gonna hold you to the good death burger slider.
Yeah, if he does death burger sliders, I'll have a death burger slider.
I think if I wasn't driving home after this, I think I would be in on a wing. On the death wing. I mean, one of you guys could have another one, I guess. But yeah, I don't think. I'm willing to make the calculation that you either didn't make or ignored of I'm going to have to be in a car
for two hours.
Yeah.
With not a lot of gas stations.
As long as I can make it back.
Clenching up next to the Gators on I-10.
I just got to make it, 30 minutes till we get back in Texas? And then I think we start to hit areas where there's more gas stations.
Watch out, Orange.
Yeah, I will say, you know, it's funny.
Shout out to Viter.
Yeah, you're going to have to rename it Brown after you leave.
I don't get it.
Poop.
Okay, now I get it.
Because you're going to die on the way home. All right, so you guys.
I like that Sean still explained it.
Oh, you know.
That's why you're a pro's pro.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good luck, Brian. We'll be thinking
you
of
want
you.
Me to, you want me to live text message you my
I definitely think we will. If we don't hear from you in the group chat between when you leave and when you get home, I'm going to be a little nervous.
Okay.
Like, just like some confirmation that you're not hurt, like hunched over on the side of the road somewhere.
We do need a factor in, though.
Trying to find a non-Gator spot to relieve myself.
Yeah.
We do need a factor in, though. He's probably going to make at least one stop. So if it's a little bit over the, what was it, 2.5 hours?
It was like 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah, if it's a little bit over that, we'll give you some grace until it gets over
3. Shout out to the Chick-fil-A in Beaumont. I might be stopping by.
Say hello.
Emergency landing.
All right, so you guys normally just with the leftovers, a bunch of random stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, just stuff that wouldn't make up a whole segment.
Yeah, so we'll start with our friend Chris Paul here talking about the lovely Tony brothers.
I guess I'll ask you just to get out of the way. The technicals and the one at the end, what led to that? Did it seem like they were looking for a technical? What happened there?
Oh, man, old Tony. He's talking to me. I talk back. I called him a TikToker. And I got a tech.
That was the last one?
No, the first one. I just said TikToker. Gave me a tech.
Was there?
Second one, I just said, that's too much powers. You know what I mean? He gave me another tech.
TikToker meaning?
He the judge, the jury, and all that.
Chris Paul, man, I think it had partly due to it was at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And also in a 30-second window, in addition to those two texts he got from Tony Brothers, he also airballed a three. Mm. I think Chris Paul at age, what, 38? He's about there, 38, 39. I don't think he cared in that moment. He's like, you know what, I'm just going to get run.
He also he has such a bad relationship with refs.
Well, especially obviously Scott Foster.
Yeah, but it does seem to go past. I don't know if it's because of the relationship with Scott Foster that other refs sometimes
maybe have Foster.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah, but they definitely. No. He seems to be frustrated pretty frequently.
If
with
what
referees.
Chris Paul said was true, though, and all he said was TikToker, and that got a tech, that's pretty soft there from Tony Brothers. That's pretty soft.
That is soft. I do appreciate Chris Paul's IDGFA era that he's living in.
It's definitely living in that era.
Giving us a lot of great moments. I wonder, TikToker.
I still don't fully get the joke.
Maybe that's why he got the tech.
He tried to explain it, but it still didn't make a lot of sense.
No, that's why.
And yes, I'm sure if we can't make sense of it, I seriously doubt Tony Brothers was able to make sense of it.
So Tony maybe took it as some slander that he didn't understand. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. See, you're out.
Yeah,
see ya.
I don't like the way you said that. Hold this tech.
Yeah,
too much power. You're gone.
Out of here. I know what that means. Out of here.
Yeah, I really, and then when he tried to explain, what did he say? He said, judge, jury,
executioner. He said, judge, jury, executioner.
Well, what does that have to do with TikTok?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't get, I get the idea of judge, jury, executioner, but yeah, what does that have to do with TikTok?
Yeah, it makes
maybe I'm a 40-year-old who doesn't fully understand TikTok.
Am I missing something? I might just look up Tony Brothers TikTok, see what comes up.
I can't imagine Tony Brothers has a TikTok page.
I imagine it's this story, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he has a TikTok page, right? Tony Brothers.
What I'm thinking is that there might be like a TikTok thing making fun of Tony Brothers.
That could be it. Maybe Tony Brothers is aware of it. He knows he's being made fun of by Chris Paul.
I could see that. Yeah. All right, so next we'll go to Dan Orlovsky.
He's got some hot takes, Joe.
He always has hot takes. Here's a lovely hot take from one Dan Orlovsky.
I would have moved on from everyone, though. I mean, you at some point you realize this version is as good as we are going to be. And part of it was knowing what was down the line financially. Part of it was knowing the understanding the $60 million cap hit. And in sitting there going, okay, well, he's a good quarterback. He's had moments of really good quarterback play. But we, for some reason, as a team, can't get past who we have to get past to achieve the ultimate goal. If they were serious about winning Super Bowls, was there, and I know there's a no-trade clause in his contract, but players waive no-trade clause for certain situations. Is there a way where they could have moved on from Mike McCarthy, traded Dak Prescott, regained assets, and built the football team up and maybe got a different player at quarterback that did different things in different situations, Brian? Like, I think that's the reality of who the Cowboys are. They've in many ways, peaked this version.
I love that Dan Orlovsky is like us playing Madden, where we lose a bad game and we just say, F it, I'm trading everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's... Dude, I don't think he's totally wrong.
Trade everybody?
No.
I mean, CeeDee Lamb? Micah Parsons?
No, just Dak specifically.
Okay, that's like, not trade everybody, though.
Yeah,
Trade one guy.
That's the definition of one guy.
At least they move on. Like they should move on from Dak.
Mike McCarthy, too?
Yeah, because he's never going to get you anywhere.
if his take had been they should have moved on from Mike McCarthy, fully support. We wouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Yeah.
But get rid of everybody when you're winning, you know, 11 games every year for the last 3 years. It seems like a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, they are probably in one of the worst positions in the NFL, honestly, at the quarterback spot, because
aren't they just kind of stuck in the middle right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the worst place to be.
It is.
I'd rather be the Patriots.
Right.
Or be Washington and be taking a fly. I'd rather be Minnesota and probably taking J.J. McCarthy than have Dak Prescott.
Man. If you hadn't said the name J.J. McCarthy, I would agree with you, but I think he's going to be terrible.
I just would rather take a flyer on a rookie quarterback and then have Dak, who's never going to win anything.
Yeah. No, there's nothing in Dak's playoff resume that leads me to believe he's suddenly going to be a guy to go on a deep run. And other than being with Aaron Rodgers, there's really nothing in the resume that says that for Mike McCarthy. But trade everyone when you have CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons on the team might be a little bit of a reach.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a reach. And, yeah, the Cowboys are the definition of, like, kind of – it's not quarterback hell. It's just quarterback purgatory.
You're basically stuck, and you know it's not good enough.
And like, Dak, you know, he's coming up for an extension.
Right.
It takes a lot to look, and it's just the way that Jerry Jones operates. Like, he's not going to look at Dak Prescott and be like, you know what, I'm better off just letting him walk and just having to figure it out in the wilderness for a year. Like, as much as we talk about Jerry Jones making these, like, rash decisions in how he runs the Cowboys, he really doesn't.
No.
Like, he keeps coaches for way too long. He just wants to be – like decent, it looks like they are building to the middle, and if you're a Tony Romo level quarterback, you can just be a quarterback for 10 years for the Cowboys, and then Tony Romo gets hurt, we draft Dak Prescott, he's about as good as Tony Romo was,
pretty much.
Let's just keep the trains running, and yes, we'll make you the richest quarterback in the league. So I think, yes, while it is an interesting theory, I think it might even be better off. I mean, ultimately, it just comes down to you're just going to have to draft a guy and get lucky in the draft, have the right pick in the right year.
It's tough for Jerry because, I mean, this is.
But you got to stink to do that.
This is going to be dark, but we don't know that Jerry's going to be around for that.
No, I mean, no, you're
right.
That's
another good point.
Like, it's that's where I wonder why I think they won't get rid of Dak. Because how do you got to.
You're going to spend your last years on Earth with in a complete rebuild?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to keep trying to win. And I give him credit for that. Like, I would rather the Cowboys fans have it pretty good. Like, the fact that they're an 8-plus win team every single year, it's better than being Carolina. It's better than being so many of these teams that are just dog. At least they have a competitive football team every
season.
They do.
I guess that kind of – I think this debate has been had on the show before. Like, how many horrible losing seasons would you give up for a Super Bowl? Because you're right. The Cowboys have been a pretty good to – you know, at least second-round playoff team for a while now, but they're also a team that since 2002 when the Texans came in the league have fewer playoff wins than the Houston Texans, who obviously have never even been to a conference championship.
Yeah, like their fans enjoy the regular season, I would imagine.
They just turn the TV off in January.
And the way that they are good is that, like, they have stars all over the field, not just at midfield and in the end zones and on their helmets, but, like, actually like, in the game.
Come
like.
On, Chuck.
What? They got DeMarcus, you know, you go back and they get, like, DeMarcus Lawrence, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
You got
all the DeMarcuses.
You got CeeDee Lamb, Dez Bryant, Zeke Elliott.
You had Amari Cooper, then you trade him away for a fifth-round pick for some reason.
Yeah, Amari Cooper. Like, you get to root for awesome players, Micah Parsons.
Zeke,
you get to,
we haven't even named Zeke.
I did, but, yeah.
Oh, you did? My bad.
You get to root for these awesome players, but... Yeah, again, you're less successful in the postseason than the Houston Texans.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
It's not a great look.
If you were the Cowboys and, like, you had a chance, let's say you decided to move on, what are you hoping for next offseason?
I mean, if you're going to move on.
Like, are you taking a flyer on Fields next year?
No, I mean, I think if you're moving on, aren't you?
No offense, but no.
No, but like, that's what's hard, too, is, like.
I mean, Jared Goff's going to be a free agent.
I mean, shoot, they got Trey Lance on
honestly,
their roster.
It's the worst year to want to have to potentially move on from Dak. We're going to take
Quinn Ewers in the draft, sir.
Awesome.
Shedeur Sanders.
Great. Love it.
That's why they're going to end up paying
Riley Leonard.
Dak Prescott. Who? That's why they're going to end up paying Dak Prescott all that money, is because, you know, Jerry Jones doesn't want to stare down the barrel of, oh, my God, I'm going to have to draft a Notre Dame quarterback.
Right, yeah. It is. Credit to Dak Prescott for following the Kirk Cousins playbook to perfection.
He is, except that he's on a team that's not willing to look him in the face and say, you're not worth it.
Yeah,
he plays for a team that's like, you know what? I mean, honestly, they're always number one in the most valuable franchises list that come out, like on the Forbes list. And a lot of times it's decisions like this. Like,
maybe
that they don't tank.
Right.
They never do it.
It's a don't rock the boat mentality almost.
No, it's hey, they're good enough to sell to their fans that, hey, we got a chance. Every year it's like, hey, we got a chance. Now, it has never come to fruition in literally my entire life.
Yeah.
But they do not have a chance.
Oh, my God. You are young enough. You are just young enough to have never seen a Cowboys
title. I've never been alive for a Cowboys title.
Wow.
In February 96?
Right.
I was April
96. Yeah, 1995 season. So, yeah.
That's
wow.
Crazy. I forgot that.
Shout out to Cowboys fans. It's been
all right,
a long
sorry.
Time.
Sorry. Sean probably made all you feel real old right
yeah,
there.
I've seen more
including this guy right here.
I've seen more Seattle Seahawks Super Bowls than Dallas Cowboys.
All right. It's that time. I've done it once. I can't wait to do it again. It's time for Mount Rushmore Plus One. That's next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel,
these courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Best intro of anything we do on the station. It's honestly, it's so good.
Thank you.
All right, Mount Rushmore Plus One. Who wants to go first?
I think Joe should lead off. It's only your second time.
Normally we go newbies first.
Yeah. You, I don't remember how far back it goes for you to be on Mount Rushmore. I remember my Mount Rushmore Plus One that day because it was Joe's I don't want to hang out with.
Yeah,
I don't remember what yours was.
Mine was foods that we stopped eating because we're adults.
Oh, that's right.
That I eat again now because I have a kid.
Yes,
it was like,
that's
it was
right.
Like goldfish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Fruit roll-ups.
Just like fruit snacks in general.
Snack packs.
Yeah, snack packs.
Yeah.
It was Lunchables was on there.
Right. That's a good one. That's a good
these
one.
These are all stuff I love. Yeah.
My son doesn't even eat Lunchables, but now I buy them so I can be like, well, he might eat this.
He might eat them, and then you take them. Yeah.
Mini, you don't. It doesn't have to be a full five, but just... What's your favorite Lunchable?
I love the pizza one.
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza or just
pepperoni
the,
pizza's the best.
Or just like the ham and cheese crackers.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple, but I love that one.
Don't love that one. Okay, what's your list?
All right, my list today, my Mount Rushmore Plus One today, are things that I love since we're here. Things I love to bet on that I shouldn't, that I never win.
Okay.
Overs on Arizona versus Dayton.
The coin toss in the Super Bowl. I love to bet on the Super Bowl.
How many times have you bet on that?
Do you have...
Every year for the last, like, 5 years.
Okay. Tell me how you bet. How do you bet that?
Tails never fails.
Tails.
Okay. That is the only acceptable way to bet the coin toss is to go, tails never fails.
Yeah.
Anything other than that, you're a fool. But tails never fails, I cannot argue with it.
Some of these are all Super Bowls. I don't bet a ton of money on these.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, you can't, the Gatorade color. I always go blue.
You have a strategy with this?
Blue every year.
So it's just blue every year?
I don't change.
Blue feels pretty ubiquitous as a Gatorade
red,
color.
Green and red also feel like pretty...
They're,
I don't
know really,
the safe bets,
I think, but... I think red, blue, orange,
yeah,
okay.
I think are the big three.
That's probably... You're probably right.
Yeah, so betting on the Gatorade. Betting on the Anthem. I love betting on the Anthem.
Like the overtime?
I love. I don't always go over, That one, it depends on the year.
You get intel? Do you get any intel?
Dude, you got inside information here, Shohei?
Lee Sterling, like, broke it down like a scientist. He was wrong.
Guess he wasn't.
You should have waited until the end.
He said his daughter, who sings the national anthem at, like, big events, like, she's done Bears games, Big Ten championship game. He said she had got it right 10 years in a row until this year.
Wow.
So we went with her. She was wrong.
I bet his daughter bet the other side.
You'd be up so much if you followed her every year, though.
Okay. I love betting on Team USA basketball.
Oh!
Because you're a Patriot?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Don't run, yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait until the Olympics, because I am one of the only people on radio that I think care about the Team USA basketball. And everyone cares when they lose. I care all the time about Team USA basketball.
And if I can get the spread, I'll take it. Like, if they're favored by 45 against, like, Lithuania, great.
I think the last time I was glued
I don't know where the hell Angola is or whatever.
But, like, I'll take the 50 points.
I'll tell you this, Sean. Like, when the Redeem Team first happened, what was that, 2008? 2008? Yeah. I was glued to the TV for that one. Some of the other times it's been, you know, obviously in time zones where you're having to watch it at 2 a.m.
That
gets a little tough. But, yeah, I love Olympic basketball. Well, USA Olympic basketball.
Last one I got here, because I picked this up during the pandemic because they came back first. I still occasionally will dabble on bet on my dinosaurs. KBO Baseball, Korean Baseball League.
Hold on. Sicko.
We talked about this yesterday.
How many times have you passed a sign that said gambling problem and it gives out a phone number?
Ross,
you're betting on KBO Baseball.
You need a hotline.
Ross and I were so bored during, like, and then baseball came back.
Just watch Tiger King like the rest of us. What are you betting Korean baseball for?
They're like $5 bets. I still occasionally dabble.
That was like the Rick James.
Pass a sign on the way out.
That was the Dave Chappelle Rick James story.
Yes. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. No. Yeah, I did that.
I dabble sometimes.
Sometimes, still present tense.
It's fun.
This was like a classic situation of whatever number he tells us, Sean, we're gonna have to multiply it.
No. I probably, the only one I bet a decent amount on would be Team USA basketball. Because I do love, I love betting.
Colors don't run.
I tried betting on other Olympic stuff, though. Can't get into it.
You bet the bobsled?
I've never done that. That sounds like a great
idea.
Okay,
what's your most random Olympic sport that you bet?
Ooh. Just the track races.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 100 and 200 would be the only ones that I would even be interested in.
And the same with swimming. Like,
were you just betting on Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps?
Yeah, but typically, like, those odds suck. So you have to really only bet on the races they're not in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, because it's like they were such heavy favorites.
or Katie Ledecky.
Yeah,
where she like laps the field.
Yeah, it's like you can't bet any of that stuff because the odds are brutal. To be honest. All right, that's my Mount Rushmore.
All right, I'll do mine. I'll do my Mount Rushmore plus one in honor of the great state of Louisiana. I made a comment to Joe last night when I got here, being like, you know, I while I'm at LaBerge, I forget that I'm in Louisiana.
Because there's so many Texas license plates in the parking lot?
Yeah, well, that. And two, I forget until I look up every 30 seconds and I see a different LSU thing. Either someone wearing an LSU jersey, someone...
Behind the bar here.
Our dude at the bars with rocking the LSU baseball jersey. There's Joe Burrow jerseys. Yeah. The dealers are wearing jerseys. They're wearing... polo shirts. So I did a Mount Rushmore plus one of cool LSU athletes.
Oh, okay.
Not the best.
Just
not
cool.
Just the, because as I put together this list, I have basically two Mount Rushmore plus ones worth of athletes to put on here. And I thought about this for, I don't know, 5 minutes before
as we were getting set up.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. So first off, I got Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Invented the gritty.
Everyone in the world does it.
The gritty was just a thing he did in college. And now, like, politicians do it, and it's terrible, but they still do it.
Charles Barkley tried to do it the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's out there.
So anytime you have that kind of cultural impact, like, he would be number one on a lot of lists, and he's just on the list. Up next, I'm going to go... with basketball, I'm going to go Tyrus Thomas.
Okay. I was wondering if you're going to go him, not to give away the rest of your list.
Stromile Swift.
Yeah, or he's got another teammate.
Yes, he is on the also considered, okay. Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Yeah. Just the nickname alone is a fun time.
Yeah, no, that is very true. For this one, I'm going to go with someone that I know you love, B-Mac, someone you loved watching back in your day. I'm going to go Pistol Pete Maravich.
You son of a...
Wow. Leo's spinning the ball. He invented the crossover, which I'm sure blew your mind the time.
The worst part is he's not wrong. Because as a kid, I owned a VHS tape with Pistol Pete highlights.
I mean, but at least you only watched it in VHS. Joel was in the front row.
The worst part is he was right. I was trying to be mad, and then he was right.
Pistol Pete had to give
Damn
you
it.
One because my list is very contemporary, so I had to give
shout out to the old. He was throwing me a bone there.
Shout out to Pistol Pete. Next up, I got Tyrann Mathieu.
Honey Badger.
I mean, that's just
Honey
like,
Badger. Don't care. That was fun.
That's kind of like where the list, like when you're going through it, that's kind of where it starts. Is he's the first guy you think of?
Yeah.
And then lastly, of course, the guy who's essentially a patron saint. Of, come on, a Patriot saint here in Louisiana. I'm gonna go with Joe Burrow.
No Alex Bregman on the list.
Did you watch him in college?
I did not.
So I'm thinking of like when they were in college. How
cool
I know.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Oh,
okay.
And I closed my list because I do.
Who are the honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions:
Jamarcus Russell,
Patrick Peterson, Jamar Chase.
Oh yeah,
Leonard Fournette, Morris Claiborne.
Okay,
remember Morris Claiborne?
I do.
Derek Stingley, Big Baby. Among others.
Yeah, you could do multiple.
Stromile Swift.
Swift, former Rocket, yeah. You could do lots with
that. And that was just me, like, kind of sitting down. Like, Patrick Queen just came to mind. Like,
yeah, wow. there's certainly a lot more.
Danielle Hunter, welcome to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, yeah. No Zach Mettenberg.
No Zach Mettenberg. Oh, I could have done crappy. Next time I'm doing crappy LSU quarterbacks from the Les Miles era. That's
you can also do two different lists on those as well.
Yeah, I can. We should just go to.
There's a lot of material.
We should come
there.
Here every week. It's the easiest thing for me to make LSU theme lists.
All right, so I'll finish this off here. My Mount Rushmore plus one this week is a not nice shout out to Coach Cal and the Kentucky Wildcats who got bounced in the first round by Oakland. And I was thinking back to, you know, obviously Coach Cal's had a bad run of it. They haven't had a lot of tournament success recently. You have to go back to 2012 when they last won a national title, which I believe got taken back. No, it didn't. Okay,
no,
maybe
still
I'm thinking.
Stands. You're thinking of 2013 Louisville.
Maybe so. Yeah, and I believe Coach Cal's UMass Final Four got taken away. That's the whole
Marcus
other
Camby.
Topic. So I'm just going things from 2012 as we
love it.
As we try to remember the good times for Coach Cal and the Kentucky
Me
Wildcats.
Getting my driver's license. Number one.
I was a married man by then.
Yeah, is that on your list?
You guys have been married that long?
Yeah, I got married in 2010.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the year I graduated high school.
I hate you guys so much.
Dude, you're way older than I thought you were. I'm sorry.
That's why I brought up Pistol Pete.
I guess compliment?
I guess.
I don't know.
You have a young soul.
I'm just going to move on before I get insulted more.
Youthful spirit.
So best things or just things from 2012. Not all of these are necessarily good. Michaela Maroney's unimpressed meme.
Talking about the Olympics.
That meme was, it wasn't crying Jordan levels, but it was used a lot there for a long time.
It was used for a long time.
Also, want to give a shout out to the fears of the Mayan apocalypse that people thought was going to happen in December of 2012. The Mayan calendar ended, so the world's going to end.
Inspired a great movie starring John Cusack.
I didn't see it.
It was not a great movie.
I watched it like 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. It was an FX staple in like 2012 to 14.
Yeah.
Another shout out to the birth of YOLO. That was when the terminology YOLO first started getting thrown out there by everyone doing terrible, dumb things at a party or people betting unders on Korean baseball.
Shout out to Drake.
Overs only.
Shout out to Drake for inventing that.
There was a moment in time where I don't think anyone knew what shawarma was, and then the Avengers end credit scene have the scene where they're all eating shawarma, they destroyed deli, and all of a sudden shawarma took off on menus nationwide.
Did people not know what shawarma was?
At least it wasn't a popular trend at the time. Yeah, people knew what it was, but I was looking up things from 2012, and they talked about how much sales of that and how much it showed up in like trending topics.
Interesting.
Just exploded after the end credit scene from the first Avengers movie. So that is, that's four on my list. Last one, not a great thing, but 2012 was also, we learned about Oscar Pistorius, who later went on to become a murderer, and is now out of prison. So, that maybe not a great thing from 2012, but in 2012, we all loved Oscar Pistorius. He was the Blade Runner, and then he went on to kill somebody. So, not great.
Not great, indeed.
2012, Oscar Pistorius, hero.
That doesn't fall in the purview of the list.
Hit credits. Roll credits.
Okay, wow. Nike Elite Socks, others receiving votes.
Others receiving votes. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. That took over the airwaves for a little while.
That's a tough bubble team right there.
Yeah.
All right. Our worst person in sports, what we loved, what we didn't. That's next year on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You are listening to The Bullpen, live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at LaBerge Casino Resort in Lake Charles. Here's Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
All right, final segment of the show today. Thanks again to LaBerge Lake Charles for having us out this weekend. It's been an awesome trip so far. If you want to come bet on your favorite Texas teams, come check it out. The sportsbook here is incredible. The ESPN Bet app as well is something that you can get now. They were just talking about how it's been so much better with the rebrand to ESPN Bet than it was before. So it sounds like it's an awesome app. I'm just going to download it myself right after this so we can wager on it. I got the over in this Kansas-Gonzaga game.
Did you make that bet like after your Arizona game failed?
No. I bet the Arizona over, the Gonzaga-Kansas over, and then the Rockets-Jazz over.
So what is the over for Gonzaga-Kansas?
152.
Ooh, that is high.
And then Rockets-Jazz is 228.
I feel better about that one.
Rockets, Jazz.
Yeah.
I feel better about that one.
I don't, but okay.
Why not?
The scoring around the NBA is kind of down recently, but that could be an entire segment worth of topic. Basically, they changed the way they officiated NBA games in the middle of the season.
So, this is going back to the Zion Williamson quote. Yeah, when he was talking about.
Yeah, it was like in February they just stopped calling fouls.
Right.
All right, worst people in sports this week.
Sean, you want to lead us off here?
Yeah, I'll lead it off. University of Virginia basketball for making me watch you play. At least back in the day, 18, 19 range, at least they're good.
Yeah, 19 was when they won the title.
Yeah, and before, they played like this for now, like, a decade.
Yeah.
And for the vast majority of that decade, they're one of the best college basketball programs in the country. Now they are not. Now they're losing the play-in game, playing that way, and I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm so glad that they lost. I'm so glad I only watched 5 minutes of it, and the first 5 minutes of the first four game that they played on Tuesday, the score was 4-2 after five minutes.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
So
bad.
I dipped out of that, and still worst person in sports. If you're gonna play that way, I don't have anything against you. Just be better.
At least win the game against a team that Texas then shot horribly against and still beat by double digits.
Be like a three seed.
Set basketball
play
back
like that.
50 years. Yeah. They went back to George Mikan era basketball. My worst person in sports this week, Western Kentucky for ending Bijan's perfect bracket. If you didn't see it, Bijan Robinson went perfect 16-0 on the first day of the tournament.
And then he had Northwestern, so he started 17-0.
Yeah, he started 17-0, but unfortunately Western Kentucky did not come through with them. The dream died there. It even had the official like NCAA March Madness Twitter account posting a meme of with the gravestone and saying Bijan bracket memes.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot. They were
they must have hired a young person because they got
Tucker
a lot more.
Tucker's was up there.
Yeah,
I think they get a bunch of athletes to and other famous people to fill them out because I've seen quite a few brackets. Bijan's was one of the best in the country, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like you said, he started off 17-0.
And I respect him for picking against Shaka Smart. I respect that.
I respect that, too.
Joe, your worst person in sports this week?
You know, we don't even know why yet. We don't know why this is the worst person in sports. But typically when you start a press conference and you have to talk for like 2 minutes saying you're going to sue the Washington Post because of a story that's about to come out, I'm going to assume that Kim Mulkey is going to be the worst person in sports this week, the head coach of LSU's women's basketball
team. Normally we go looking back. You're looking forward. Like,
she's already
a preemptive.
Worst
person in sports.
I don't know what this article is, but if she had she talked for like 2 minutes at the start of a press conference, says she has hired the best defamation lawyers in the
country.
That
is a bad sign. That is a bad sign.
That's very bad.
If there was nothing to hide, that would not be the move I would guess would happen.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Kim Mulkey is the worst person in sports this week, and I don't even know why.
Yeah.
Here we are at LaBerge in Louisiana. You're
I know.
Calling out LSU.
Yeah. Throwing shots.
I got bad news for you guys.
I feel bad. I left off Angel Reese off my cool LSU athletes list.
You're not an ally.
I guess not. Paul would have scooped that one up.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kim Mulkey did, but I know innocent until proven guilty, but I think she did it.
Maybe she plays just wagers with Shohei.
Sight unseen. I think she did it.
All right, so it's time to ditch the anger sharks and backstroke over to the sea of tranquility.
Should it be the anger Gators. Alligators?
Yes.
The bayou of tranquility.
Yeah, the bayou of tranquility. Well done with the imaging
localize
there
it.
And the localize it aspect there, Sean. So what did you love from sports?
What I loved from sports was Jack Golke's not only his performance, but then him making that quick buck and getting the NIL sponsorship with TurboTax. Let's hear it.
Did he really?
Yep.
Me and my team got to the next round by making all our moves count, just like TurboTax,
who makes all your off-court moves count this tax season.
I like that they went with the guy who looks like he's 40.
Exactly. I was
the NIL for TurboTax.
I was saying his NIL should be a job in 4 months. That should be his NIL payment. Is that they just hire him to be an accountant?
I think he should be like the Brett Favre like bronze sleeves that he would put on. Maybe?
Oh yes, copper fit.
I think he's got that sponsorship in his future.
I would assume that like that's his degree.
Why do you assume that?
Well, accounting?
It looks like he's a white dude who's losing his hair.
Stereotype much?
Yeah, it fits a stereotype.
Yeah, so hey, maybe this is his foot in the door as a personal accountant.
All right, the thing I love from this week comes from the NC State game where, man, they got a big man who was thick with two C's. And after the game, apparently the NC State has a tradition where, I guess after games, I don't know if this is win or lose or just win, but they get ice cream in the locker room after the game, which that's what I love. That's the part that I love, that the fact that they're giving these guys ice cream, even when you got a thick boy up there in center and you don't care, you're still throwing those calories at him anyway. But CBS tried to glom off this in the audio you're about to hear, giving one of NC State's big men ice cream right after their win the other day in the NCAA tournament.
McMagic?
Yes, sir. It's an electric, man. It makes you want to go get those buckets just a little bit more.
All right, so before you go, I know it's tradition on the road. You guys get ice cream in the locker room. So I want to give you an early taste here for an NCAA piece of ice cream from here at us at CBS, man. Enjoy it. It was fun to watch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That ice cream smile. DJ Burns.
What you don't see in the clip is DJ Burns then immediately takes the ice cream he is given by the CBS sideline reporter and gives it to someone in the stands.
I love that.
He didn't even take it.
I like that move of like giving, like you see guys like give people their headbands.
I am not going to be caught on camera eating ice cream.
Yeah.
He's self-aware.
Yeah. A thing I love this week, today I learned that the Pac-12, as it's dying, is an all-time negotiator. And every single time a Pac-12 team wins a game in March Madness, they get $2 million. So with Arizona winning today, the remaining two teams of the Pac-12 have collected $18 million so far through March Madness.
Oregon plays later today, right?
And Oregon plays later today. So this is just straight up Oregon State and Washington State are the only ones like getting this money.
That's great. That's elite. That's elite
this.
Hustling.
Yeah, I love
They're
that
not
story.
In the tournament. They're making bank. Wow. Yeah. Or Washington State's in the tournament.
All right, that does it for us. For Brian McDonald, for Sean Mapes, myself, Joe George. Thank you guys for letting me steal the show today. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you to LaBerge Lake Charles for having us out. We'll be back out here soon, I would imagine. We're going to do a couple of these this year, so my guess is we'll be back out here in a couple of months.
Don't get my way on the way home.
Good luck to Brian on the way home. We're going to go make an Astros bet. Enjoy March Madness. Sean and I will talk to you Monday at 12. Brian, Monday at 3. Goodbye.